A Philips Ampa P, it actually, these urgent care today's date is 01/29/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Som Bala. Bala spells B-A-L-L-A. Som spells S-O-M. Date of birth is 05/20/1968. This is a A 54-year-old gentleman here with fever, period. Patient stated that he was seen here on 01/27/2022 for similar complaints and was treated with an injection of steroids, dexamethasone, advised to take Tylenol and Motrin for fever. He indicated that he think he was exposed to dengue fever while he was in Dubai. Stated that he recently traveled to Dubai and came back approximately 5 days ago or so. He stated that he's been taking the Motrin and Tylenol, but it's not helping with his fever. He reports chills. Patient brought a log with his fever, which started Wednesday, along with diarrhea. He said his temperature on Wednesday was 100.4. Thursday, it normalized, then it returned back to 101.2 on Friday with shivering. He took Motrin and Tylenol, it went down to 99.4, then back to 100.7. And today he said it's 100.4 with shivering, period. The labs were drawn on Wednesday. The labs were CBC, CMP. The results are available today, but no compelling abnormality for emergency intervention, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed. All systems were reviewed. The patient reports chills, reports increased temperature. He said he's eating and drinking well, denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck. Denies double vision or blurred vision, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 113 over 80. Pulse is 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T. Normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, he's not tachycardic, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non tendon organomegaly, he has normal bowel sounds, no rebunk, no guarding, no tendinitis to palpation, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, throat, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, throat, no edema, erythema. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph, ears, no TM is as good, light reflex, no erythema, no effusion, no tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is F-U-O-U, open parenthesis, fever of unknown origin, close parenthesis. Labs were reviewed, platelets were normal, WBC was normal. Next paragraph, today we repeat his COVID test. He had a negative COVID test approximately 1 week ago. COVID test here today was negative. In light of this patient's travel history, I will consider malaria as part of his differential. Today is Saturday. The lab will not be open today. I will go ahead and start him on doxycycline for now. He was given a lab request to go directly to LabCorp to have a malaria test done and to have a blood culture done. I will add permethrin if his test is positive. In the meantime, doxycycline will give broad coverage of other pathogens that may cause fever. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was advised to start the doxycycline today. Ideally, we would love to have the blood culture before the antibiotics, but the chance of waiting is too great. The risk of waiting is greater. But I will still go ahead and do the blood culture. End of the patient. He was the correct question. He was sent home with doxycycline. 100 milligrams, he will take 1 pill, BID, for 10 days. If the test is positive, I will go ahead and add permethrin. Because of the multiple side effects of permethrin, I will hold that back for now until a confirmed test period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.